5. Being valued and appreciated. This section tackles the problem of feeling under-rewarded for the job you do. Financial reward is covered in Chapter 8, so this focuses on being valued as a person and for the work you do, as well as on gratitude. A fair day's pay for a fair day's work is fair enough. However, a lot of the time you do go the extra mile and work the long hours. A word of praise, a personalized email of encouragement, or thanks can make all the difference to how you feel about a situation. These mementos last longer than the paycheck and show that someone has valued what you have done. There are some managers and even companies that people love to work for because they are known for having a special way of treating people. These managers and companies recognize that people really are their means of doing exceptional business and treat them accordingly. However, too often it seems people are treated as resources rather than individuals who are valued for their own sake. So why is this important? Isn't it enough that we get paid for our work? For many people in the modern Western world, the pay is well above the poverty level. It can be assumed that everyone can feed, house, and clothe themselves, so work is generally not just about survival anymore. Once the basic needs are fulfilled, then work must be about something more than that. It should give people the opportunity to develop and grow and appeal to something other than just financial gain. There must be personal growth, something that can be achieved, a goal to reach towards, respect from others, and rewards appropriate to the situation. Your self-esteem is also affected by what peers and managers think of you, as well as how much you perceive you are valued. What kind of work will make you feel valued? People have feelings, aspirations, and something to add to companies if given a chance to express themselves. The following areas contribute, in part, to making work more positive and demonstrating that people are valued. Being trusted to do the job without micromanagement. Being appropriately rewarded. Respected as a person. Appreciated. Contributing to other people or the environment. Opportunity and encouragement. Challenge that stretches but does not stress. Responsibility and trust. These areas can be expanded as follows. Self-management and autonomy. Being trusted to do the job without micromanagement. Helping others. Doing things for other people can help escape negativity, especially if the job seems pointless or repetitive. In being needed by others, individuals can feel useful and valued. Being able to make decisions and not have those decisions overturned. Taking control and responsibility over specific areas of work. Ability to achieve goals and succeed at tasks. Being given the opportunity and encouragement to take the initiative and act creatively without fear of blame. Being rewarded appropriately and in proportion to the job done. Confidence in being able to plan your personal life around work. Stability in working hours. Being treated well and respected as a person and not as just a company resource. Acknowledgement of your other important roles, such as partner or parent. Which of these would make you feel valued at work? Are there ways you could improve any of these areas for yourself? Gratitude as an extension of being valued. Gratitude can often seem in short supply in many companies, but thanking people helps at every level of the organization. Gratitude focuses the mind on the positive in your life, and whatever your situation, you can find a great deal to be thankful for. It is important to be grateful about where you are now in order to be grateful about where you are going. Even if you don't enjoy your job, you can be grateful for the income it brings you, the experiences you can have, the friends you make, and the opportunities that are coming. You might be thinking that no one thanks me, no one appreciates me. But just remember that if you give out positive energy and appreciation of others, you will find it coming back to you. Start appreciating what other people do for you at work. Focus on the positives rather than the negatives. Try thanking other people, and they will begin to appreciate you in return. Say thank you more often. Take several minutes each day to find things for which to say thank you. It doesn't matter who you say thank you to, God, the universe, or other people. You can say them in your head or out loud or write them in a journal, whichever feels best for you. Try saying thank you on your daily commute, as this will give you a regular time every working day when you can reset your mind to the positive. What do you have in your life to be thankful for? This daily practice of gratitude puts the mind into a positive state for the day and will stop that feeling of dread as you travel to work. It may also stop you from being grumpy when you get home. Start with one or two things, your health, your family, and you will soon get the hang of it and find other things to be grateful for. Also, be thankful for the opportunities that are on their way to you, the people you will meet who will help you, and the ideas that come to you about your future. Being thankful is empowering at work for you and for others. Saying thank you to people for doing their jobs well is important, no matter what the job is. People need appreciation. It shows respect for that person and makes them feel more valued. You are likely to be treated better in return. Saying thank you is also a way to help difficult situations. For example, someone has made some critical comment about your work. Take a deep breath and then say, "Thank you for your feedback. I appreciate the time you have put into it." This can alter the dynamics of the situation in such a way that the criticism loses its sting and you can have an honest conversation about the subject. Being grateful in advance also turbocharges your achievements and boosts your confidence. If you can be thankful for achieving something even before you have achieved it, then you are more likely to believe that you can reach that goal. So think about the type of job you really want, be grateful that the job is coming to you, and then take action to achieve it. Focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. Start saying thank you for the opportunity that is coming. What you think about and thank about, you bring about. Dr. John DeMartini.